Cassandra Lee here. I hope you guys are doing well, and I hope you guys enjoyed our last podcast about it's okay to be rich, just don't put your hope in it. Today's topic, we're talking about hope and believe. It's going to be an awesome topic. I'm so glad to be here, and I hope you guys are just as excited as I am to hear about today's topic. I do want to give you guys some announcements before we get right into it, so please stay tuned. First announcement that we have, we're planning on doing a Q&A with JDC. So if you guys have any questions you might want to ask him, I need you to email it to jdeservo@gmail.com. Also, we have his new wristbands. We're going to start giving them out soon. If you want one, give us a shout out and some feedback. This is Compass Your Life. I'm your host, Cassandra Lee. We have hope and believe. Here's JDC.
Good morning. How are you? How's everybody doing today? Hope you had a great week. I certainly had an awesome week. And looking forward to sharing with you some great things that I hope can change your thinking about possibly what you were thinking. So how are you, Cassandra?
I'm doing outstanding. Thank you for having me.
Awesome. I'm excited to be here today.
Good.
You like the topic today?
Hope and believe. You know, a lot of people consider them to be similar.
Yeah, but they're not.
I know. Which is why I can't wait to hear what's in your brain.
Oh. What I have in my brain, I think, is downloaded from God to me by His Word.
Amen.
You know, I was reading this morning in Hebrews 11, 1 through 3. And particularly, I got really excited about the part that says that the ancients were commended by this. And so I started to think, why would it say there that they were commended by that? And I realized that even then must have not been easy to put our trust in God and to hope for the things that you don't even see. You know, so it says they were commended by that. So I want to talk to you about today, about hope and belief. And I think they go hand in hand. Because if you believe something, you're hoping to get it, to receive it, to have it, to be it, to live it. Yes?
Yes.
And that's hope. Now, if you don't believe in it, even if you hope, I don't think you're going to get it. So that's why they were commended. It must have been tough to believe and to hope. It must have been tough to have a hope in something that you don't see. It must have been something hard to do, difficult. It must have been, I don't know, I get the sense that in today's life, you know, we're so into the now and into the immediate satisfaction of things and into what you see, you know, the visual, the lust of the eye, you know, the pride of life, the material things in life, you know, the vanity of things, right? And we forget that primarily we're to deal in the spirit.
We're all guilty of it. How many times do we find ourselves saying that we're going to believe and then we find ourselves stuck in it? Because it is. It's very difficult to believe in something we can't see. You know, my teacher used to challenge this by saying, well, do you believe you have a heart? How do you know? Have you seen it? Have you held it? It's the same thing with God and our circumstances. It just requires faith. Believe in it, even though it's not physically there. It's spiritually there. And that's more real than what we can physically see. Because what we physically see is temporary anyway. Let's listen.
So I started to ask myself questions that I put at the feet of Jesus, right? And I say, Lord, then why do we get depressed? And you don't want us to be depressed. Lord, why do we lose desire? You don't want us to lose desire. You want to give us the desire of our hearts. Lord, then why do we get down on ourselves? And you don't want us to do that. You want us to know who we are. We were fearfully and wonderfully made by you. In other words, God took good care in making us. He made us in his image and in his likeness. Now that right there is a deep time right there. Let's stay with the hope and belief. And so if the ancients were commended by this, then I want to be commended too. Wouldn't you? I mean, wouldn't you want to be commended by having such a hope and such belief that is above the average person?
So what are we waiting for? Why do we waste so much time in depression and all these other negative things if the answer is so easy? Just believe. To have faith and belief to be far greater than anything and then be commended by it. The answer is simple and we complicate it. I'm tired and I hope you are too. Let's change. Let's start believing without a doubt.
If you want great things in life, I hope you do. If you want a great relationship with the Lord that you can speak to God and hear from him and have direction, and you know, then you wouldn't have loss of hope and you wouldn't have a lack of belief. But the ancients were commended by having hope and the belief. So what do you think about that? Ask yourself this question, right? Do I hope to receive the things that I desire in my life? Do I hope for the things that I don't even see? And do I believe that I will receive them? Because if we go to another part of the Bible, Jesus says that when you ask, ask with belief and no doubt. And he also says that, you know, believe it in your heart. And so, do you? Do you have that kind of faith that you are commended for? That God looks at you and says, I commend my child. That is powerful. That is where I want to be. And it's easy to believe when the evidence is right there. And it's easy to hope when it's something that you know you can have. But what about the things that move mountains? What about the things that look like no way, no how is going to happen? That's the belief. That's where you put the hope to action, that faith, right?
Yes.
It's not blind faith, I want to add to this, because it's not stupidity, right? It is faith in the most powerful, powerful, powerful person in your life, and that is God.
Amen. Amen.
Have you had any experience like that?
With faith?
Yes.
I've been on both sides. I've been on the side where this is so difficult. How can I believe in this? Is it for me? I can't even see it. Is it ever going to happen? When? Type thing. And then I've had the other side where it was like, of course, let anything happen. I know that God is going to take care of me. And I've experienced more on that side. I think I was always faithful. I've always had a natural faith where it was just easy for me to believe. In fact, I loved believing in things that people couldn't, because that's what stood me out. And people would always ask me, but how do you know everything's going to be okay? Or how are you so sure that you're going to get that? Or how do you know? And I would always just say, I just do. I believe it. You know, the Bible also says that put seek his kingdom first and his righteousness, and everything shall be added unto you. So when I think of everything that I've ever wanted, as long as it's according to his will, why can't I have it? As long as I seek him first, and if I'm doing that, then yeah, I'm going to get it. I believe it. You know what I mean? It was just natural. So I can go on about so many different experiences where it wasn't there and suddenly it's there and I never doubted. And then there's times where I felt guilty because I doubted right before he gave it. And then I cry, man, I why didn't I hold on just a little bit longer? And he still gave it to me? Dang, God, how? Why? If I doubted you so hard 5 minutes before you just blessed me. And so I know that feeling. And it is difficult. The hardest thing to believe in is something you can't see.
So I want to see if we can help some people that may be depressed, maybe losing hope, maybe lacking belief. And see, there's an image that goes with the lack of hope. There's a picture in the mind that goes with that. And that picture needs to be changed immediately, because that picture has words attached to it, voices that come with it, and they're not the voice of truth. They are the voice of deception, because it's not what it is. And so let me remind you what the word says about that. It says that to cast down every image that sets up itself against the knowledge of Christ. And so if Christ gave abundant life to you, if Christ came to give you peace and joy, if Christ gave you everything, and he did and paid the ultimate price for us to have eternal life, then there is no need to live depressed. There is no need to lose hope. There is no need to lack belief. And I'm not saying it's easy, because if we go back to Hebrews, this is what the ancients were commended for. And that's the key right there. Do you want to be commended for your faith, for your belief, for the hope?
I'm sure it's gone through your mind where you're wondering, well, this will never happen to me. I mean, it that only happens to people who are like blah, blah, blah. Or only in the Bible times that happened. Well, the answer is exactly that. The reason why it happened to the people in the Bible times or to someone else is because faith is what's lacking. If the ancients were commended by their faith, then why can't we? And we can have it too. So do it.
Then I'm inviting you to pray. Get on your knees and ask the Lord to forgive you for your lack of faith and to help you to increase your faith daily, moment by moment. Go ahead and do that, and I promise you, your life will change dramatically. You will be commended for. And I'm excited about that, because it's only three verses. And in those three verses, you get a direction about hope. You get a definition of what to hope for. And then you get to understand why the ancients were commended for it. And so, go ahead. Give yourself the permission to have that faith and that belief, so that you can be commended for it. When I was a kid, I went to a camping trip, and it was with a church, and it was my first experience in a negative on my faith. And it's ironic, because I was with church people. But here's what happened. We were in a tent, and early morning we wake up, and I was the only kid among some men. The other kids were still sleeping, but I woke up early with the adults, and they were outside making coffee. And I remember holding the coffee, the grinds, in a tin cup. And somehow it fell out of my hand and it fell to the ground. But no coffee grind fell out of the cup onto the ground. It was a little cup and it was filled to the rim. Mm. Somehow it didn't. Somehow it just landed right on it, standing up. And I said, wow, that's a miracle. No coffee grinds fell out. Wow, look at this. And I believed that with everything in me that it was a miracle. But instead, what they did was they kind of laughed at me. Mm-hmm. And they kind of like, you know, I guess unintentionally didn't believe what I believed. And so that was my first negative experience in having that kind of faith, that belief. And I remember asking the Lord, that was a miracle, wasn't it? Because if that fell, that should have spilled over. It should have spilled to the ground, but it didn't. It didn't. And somehow I felt this peace that, yes. Yes. That in that coffee ground, there was a miracle. Mm. And I remember basing my entire life from that moment on believing and on hoping. Even if I wasn't walking right with God, I was still believing. Even when my life was in shambles, I still had faith that everything would be okay and that there's a miracle and there's a miracle in my life and all of that. You know, you can do the same. Regardless of who makes fun of you, regardless of what comes into your mind, those fiery darts, you need to fight them with the helmet of salvation. You need to fight back with the sword of the Spirit. You need to walk upright, put the girdle of truth on you. And you need to put the breastplate of righteousness. And you need to do that because we have to have the hope and the belief that the ancients were commended for. Until then, this is JDC. Be content, never complacent. Always go for more. What a shame if you don't. God bless you.
That was Compass Your Life, and that was JDC. I hope you guys enjoyed today's topic and are able to take a lot home and just begin to apply and enjoy life and just have faith. One more thing I want you guys to know, if you guys want to connect with JDC and follow him, you can do it on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook at JDeServo. We're also going to do the Q&A. Send us some questions at JDeServo@gmail.com. God bless you. Talk to you soon.